Now on the line, I have Mr. Ewan McKinney from Alcohol Action Ireland. Good morning, Ewan.
Ewan, hi. Ewan, how are you?
Sorry,
Michael.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Ewan, over 2,000 people have died since they started to talk about the public health alcohol bill. What is happening?
Well, unfortunately, the reality of our consumption of alcohol and the way we consume alcohol, it leads to 3 deaths a day. And this legislation began its life on the 10th of December 2015, and since that time, which is now will be 700 days approximately by the time it gets reintroduced, that unfortunately leads us to the conclusion that 2,000 people have died whilst we have done nothing about addressing the problem.
If this was on the roads, these were road deaths, and some of them are, of course, but this would be a national emergency.
It would, indeed, and we've been, obviously, I mean, this debate around the Public Health Alcohol Bill is now, I suppose, it's actually nearly 5 years on the go, this piece of this initiative and then the legislation. So it's been a long, long battle, this, and unfortunately we live in a democracy where, you know, the powers of the lobbyists and industry are quite powerful, and it can delay and it can obfuscate in relation to any such progressive piece of legislation such as this, and unfortunately that's what we have seen.
In the previous alcohol bill, I think it was Section 9, which the minister never signed.
Yeah, that's the intoxicating liquor.
Yeah,
I suppose there's a slight distinction maybe for your listeners, just to try and clarify. Traditionally, the legislation that centres around the sale of alcohol, the supply of alcohol, the availability of alcohol, that generally emanates as a justice issue from the Department of Justice. And the bill you're talking about is the Intoxicating Liquor Act, which essentially was a revision of the licensing laws and things around that. And in that bill in 2008, there was a section 9, as you correctly say, which was the provision to identify the separation of alcohol in stores. And that bill, that section of that bill, which was passed, in fairness to Dermot Ahern at the time, it was never commenced. It was passed by the Oireachtas, but it wasn't commenced by the minister. And in the absence of it being commenced, the minister established a quasi-quango, I suppose you might call it, with industry to set up a voluntary system of regulation around the presentation and the availability of alcohol in stores. And that's the regime that we currently have, and that's the regime today that has sadly, you know, made alcohol so ubiquitous to the everyday shopping experience.
Thinking about the Public Health Alcohol Bill,
Which is emanating from the Department of Health, which is the first time ever in Ireland, first time ever that an Irish government has treated alcohol as a public health issue.
Well, when you look at it and see that alcohol-related issues are costing the health system, what is it, nearly $2 billion a year?
Yeah, it's costing, you know, somewhere at the most recent figure is 2013, and it's about 1.5, 1.6 billion is costing the health service every year. Yeah, we have about 1,500 beds in our system every day, which are being occupied by people who have partially or wholly attributable alcohol-related illnesses. So it's a huge burden, and that's before you ever start talking about your GP services. That's before you ever start talking about your ED crisis. People who are, you know, falling, getting into accidents, people who are causing themselves harm, all of these things are much bigger costs. And by the time you put all of those together, the HSE has estimated that alcohol and the harms of alcohol is essentially costing society somewhere around $3.6 billion annually. So it's a huge, huge burden on society, and we must make some steps right now to address some of this and to start to dial back some of this, what we would refer to as high-risk consumption of alcohol. Nobody's arguing in relation to prohibition or any of that type of language. What this is about is a very modest set of measures which will endeavour to make a modest reduction over time of the level of consumption of alcohol by our society.
And yes, and you know, I take a pint myself. I enjoy a pint. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about people who are not people, but in general, we do abuse it. And our level of consumption has started to rise again.
It has, yes. Unfortunately, we're now consuming nearly 11.5 litres of alcohol per year per person. That's a rise of about 5% last year. And early indications would suggest that perhaps that's going to continue. So yes, we are drinking more, and most recently we have had, you know, data from the CSO even this year, this week, which has demonstrated that the cohort that is the age between 18 to 24 is the highest in Europe in terms of episodes of heavy drinking, which essentially is binge drinking. So we have a significant difficulty with that level of alcohol, and it's that kind of heavy episodic drinking that is causing us the greatest level of harm.
Yeah, maybe just to make it easier for some of the listeners to understand, when we talk about 11.5 litres of pure alcohol, that kind of equates to, what is it, about 46 bottles of vodka?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 400 or nearly 460 pints of beer. You know, it's a significant level of beer, and that's for every person over the age of 15. So, and we have to remember that somewhere between 21 and 24% of the population actually don't drink at all. So it's a very significant level of alcohol.
So what can we do, or what can our listeners do here to help this bill move along?
I think the most important things that people can do is, during the week we published Alcohol Action Ireland and as our partners, the Alcohol Health Alliance, we published some data in relation to just public opinion, and 92% of the population actually regard the issue of alcohol as the fact that we are drinking too much alcohol. There's heavy support amongst the population for this action and support for the bill, and now is the time to make that support vocal and to make that support known. And therefore, what we've been trying to do is to ensure that anybody who has an interest in this area and is keen to see this legislation pass is that they would contact their local representatives, whether it be, I mean, this piece of legislation is now going to recommence in the Seanad, so in Seanad there, and so if any senator is known in a local area, perhaps they can contact them. They'll get their numbers on the Oireachtas website, and they can call them or they can email them and make their views known.
Ewan, I know you are under time pressure, so I'm not going to hold you up any longer, but maybe if I can ask you that maybe in the future I can give you a call again and maybe we'll get an update on...
Be delighted. The legislation is back in next week. We think it'll be back in on the 8th or the 9th of November, so we'd be very happy to speak to you.
Great. Thank you, Ewan.
Thanks, Michael.
All the best. Or Ewan, I should say. All the best.
Bye-bye.